Robert Dye. He's Comerica's chief economist. He succeeded Dana Johnson. He's been on the job for a bit now. We receive his updates almost on a daily basis. He's going to be speaking at a by-invitation-only event for Comerica customers tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I'll be at that event. Mr. Dye, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being with us. Tell us exactly what you do as chief economist.
Well, what I do is I have a fairly unique job within the bank. Is that I sit and look outside the bank and monitor U.S. economic data, regional economic data, and try to convey a coherent picture of that to both executives within the bank and to our clients outside the bank. So it's a very unique job, and it's a very challenging job in this very very interesting economic environment that we've had for the past couple of years.
Tell us what you'll be talking about at tomorrow morning's event.
Well, I'm going to be talking about 2012 as a pivotal year for the U.S. economy, and that we ended 2011 with some momentum, and I do think that some of that will carry over into the first half of 2012, but we also have some significant risk factors early in the year, particularly the situation in the Eurozone. As the Eurozone struggles to either reconfigure itself or to continue to muddle through its crisis, there are potential spillover effects to the U.S. And so we do have to be very watchful of that. However, on the plus side, you know, there's both negative and positive risks. On the plus side, we do have a little bit stronger than expected labor market improvement here in the last couple months, too.
I don't want to say survive. Can we thrive? Can we improve our economic growth here, even if they're struggling over in Europe?
Well, I don't know if it's an either-or question. It's more of a matter of degree. I think a shallow to moderate recession in Europe, in the Eurozone, is survivable, does not necessarily pull the U.S. into recession. A hard recession in Europe and let's call it a hard landing in China, that combination of events, I think we would not be able to avoid a recession in that case. But my baseline forecast, my central expectation is that we do continue to avoid a recession and the economy feels stronger in the second half of 2012.
Robert Dye is the chief economist for Comerica, who will be speaking here tomorrow in Lansing. In the latest Comerica Economic Weekly, you seem a little optimistic. You think the news is going to be good for the domestic economy?
Well, that's the interesting thing right now, is that we look at the U.S. numbers. Employment in December was strong, 200,000 jobs. Game. The unemployment rate ticked down again. Auto sales have been fairly firm the last couple of months. You look at the U.S. numbers, and it looks like we're gaining momentum. As I said, when you broaden your view to include overseas events, that's where we have to be concerned right now.
Where did the GDP stand for 2011 fourth quarter?
Well, I think we're going to be in a range of 3.5%. I've seen some estimates as much as 4%. And so what that does is that continues the trend of every quarter of 2011 improving. We started out very, very weak early in the year, 0.4% GDP growth, and we were concerned about all sorts of transient factors and the possibility of a double-dip recession. And we end up the year at 3.5%, perhaps higher. So the year, I think, is definitely heading in the right direction, and hopefully that momentum carries us through here in the first half of 2012.
Robert, in everything I've been reading, it leads me to think that people think that in spite of President Barack Obama, the economy is, if not stabilizing, improving. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, when we talk about the economy with, say, a capital T, I think that's a bit of a misnomer. I look at the economy as a complex system that has a leading edge and a lagging edge as it passes through cycles. The leading edge of the economy has improved. We've seen corporate profits come back. Business investment has been strong. The lagging edge of the economy, the last things that improve through a business cycle, are still lagging the recovery. And That would be labor markets. The unemployment rate still very high, only making progress late in 2011. And house prices, housing markets still very weak. So that's why I think we need to go through a few more months of 2012, get into the second half of the year, and then the lagging, the trailing edge of the economy is going to finally start to feel like it's gaining some strength, and we'll feel a little more comfortable in calling this a true economic recovery.
All right, finally, for you, Robert, tell us what needs to be done for the economy to continue this growth that you're predicting, and does it need help from the House and from the Senate and from the President?
Well, I think in terms of fiscal stimulus, I think the President and Congress have done their job. I don't think we need a whole lot more on the spending side to get the economy going. I would not at all be surprised to see more monetary stimulus. That's another, say, quantitative easing operation by the Federal Reserve. But my sense is that the overall key to the economy right now, to get it going in the right direction, simply comes down to one word, and that's jobs. And we have seen greater job creation in the fourth quarter of 2011. We have seen measures of small business confidence, hiring confidence coming back. And so I think that is a very optimistic note for this economy.
All right. Robert Dye is Comerica's chief economist. Thanks so much, sir, for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.